إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في صلاتنا الأرض ولكن الغنى من النفس. There are two important and noble characteristics in our religion that some people think contradict each other. And some people tend to struggle with how do we find balance between these two characteristics. One is contentment and the other is ambition. Our religion teaches us to be content, but our religion also teaches us to be ambitious. And in the minds of some people, this is a contradiction. This is something that's, you know, they don't go together. So today, inshallah, I just want to share very briefly, what does Islam teach about contentment? What is the opposite of contentment? Why contentment is important? But also, what does Islam teach about ambition? And how do you find balance? That's the key to it. How do you find balance between being content and being ambitious? To begin, if you look at the du'as that we make on a daily basis, we make du'a for gratitude and contentment, right? But if you look at the daily du'as, the du'as we are taught to make every day include A'udhu billahi min al-ajli wal-ghasli and A'udhu billahi min al-kufri wal-faqri, right? Oh Allah, I seek your protection from complacency and laziness. And I seek your protection from poverty. We are supposed to make du'a every day for protection from complacency, laziness, and poverty. Which means we are supposed to be ambitious. We're supposed to be working hard. We're supposed to be striving to do better in life. How do you balance that with the idea that we are supposed to be content? Because in our religion, we are also taught that contentment is an important part of purifying the soul. That if we wish to attain Allah's pleasure, we must be grateful for what we have and content with what we have. Just to give the ending before we go into the details, to give the conclusion before we go into the details, it's a very simple balance. When you are going to do work, when you are embarking on a project or a journey, or an adventure or a career, or a study, you must be ambitious. You must work hard, you must do your best, you must aim high. After everything is done, whatever the results is, whatever your qadr is, whatever your destiny was, whatever was the result of the hard work you did, you be grateful for it, you be content with it. And then you move on and you try again. This is the balance. That on one hand, when we are starting a job, when we are starting our day, when we are starting a career, we should have goals, we should have vision, we should have ambition. By the end of the day, whatever we received for that day was our qadr for that day, was our destiny for that day, and we should be content with it, and we should be grateful for it. So the concept of contentment is very important in Islam. Just to share with you a few hadiths about this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ الْغِنَىٰ عَنْ قَسْرَةِ الْأَرَضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَىٰ غِنَىٰ النَّفْسِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that true wealth is not having a lot of worldly possessions, but true wealth is the contentment of the soul. Meaning, you can be happy whether you are wealthy or not. Because happiness is in here, it's in the heart. A wealthy person can be happy. Someone who is not wealthy can also be happy. It's all about perspective. It's all about what is in your soul, what is in your heart. Is your heart full of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is your heart full of greed? You see, somebody could be living a very average lifestyle, but they are grateful to Allah for what they have and they are happy. Someone else could be a multi-millionaire, but they are full of jealousy and greed that they are not a billionaire and they are never happy. It's not about how much you have, it's about what's the state of your heart. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes into more details about what should give us contentment, what we should be grateful for, the blessings that we take for granted. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever amongst you wakes up with a roof over his head, with health in his body, and with enough provisions for the day, it is as if Allah has given him the entire world. You have rizq, you have a home, you have health. What more do you need to be happy? What more do you need to be content? What more do you need to live a fulfilling life? You see, our needs in this world are actually very few. Capitalism has made us believe it's much more than that, right? The consumer culture makes us believe that we need this and we need that and we need the newest phone and we need a newest car and we need a bigger house. We don't need all of that. Our needs are actually very few. And when your needs are fulfilled, say Alhamdulillah, be grateful for it. Because that is the greatest blessing in this world. Now the opposite of contentment is not ambition. Ambition is not the opposite of contentment. You can be ambitious and content at the same time. The opposite of contentment is two things, right? If contentment is a quality of the heart we should aim for, there are two qualities of the heart we should avoid: jealousy and greed. Someone who is jealous can never be content. Someone who is greedy can never be content. What is the difference between greed and ambition? Ambition is where you are aiming higher for a noble cause. You want to do better, to provide better for your family. You want to do better so you can benefit the ummah. You want to do better so you can help your community. This is ambition. This is noble. This is something Muslims should aspire towards. Greed is where you just want to pile up the dunya. You just want more and more of the dunya for yourself. It's all about you. It's all about ego. It's all about having everything for you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us against greed. When he said, if the son of Adam was given two valleys full of gold, he would want a third valley full of gold. And nothing fills the belly of a human being aside from the dust of his grave. Meaning people's greed doesn't end until they die. If someone is greedy, it never ends until they die. So this hadith teaches us that greed is unending. If you don't check yourself, if you don't put limits on your greed, if you don't learn to control it, it consumes you until you die. Someone who is greedy will never be happy. Someone who is greedy will never find contentment or joy in life. They become a millionaire, they want to be a multi-millionaire. They become a multi-millionaire, they want to become a billionaire. They become a billionaire, they want to be the richest man on earth. They become the richest man on earth, they want to move to Mars. They're never content, right? Contentment is the contentment of the soul. To be content in your soul, you have to have a limit on what you want in this world. You have to have a limit on how much do I need in this world. You can't just be wanting to pile up more and more and more. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us, he said, Iyakum wa shuh, beware of greed, because it destroyed those who came before you. It destroyed those who came before you. Greed commanded them to be misers, and so they did. It commanded them to break family ties, and so they did. It commanded them to be evil, and so they did. This hadith teaches us about the results of greed. Why is greed haram? Greed leads you to miserliness. Remember, in Islam, you should want wealth so you can benefit the ummah. If your wealth is only for yourself, you have no benefit to the ummah. This is why greed is haram. Greed leads people to breaking family ties. How many people divorce over money? How many people break family ties over inheritance? How many people break family ties over business? This is greed. In Islam, family is more important than money. Greed leads people to evil. How many people murder for money? How many people steal for money? Right? Greed is the root cause of many evils. And so Islam teaches us, don't be greedy. Islam teaches us, aim high, but don't be greedy. So what does Islam teach us about aiming high? Are we supposed to just sit back and wait for our rizq? Are we supposed to just be content at whatever level we are born at? I'll give you one story from the lives of the Sahaba to show you the ambition of the first generation. When the Sahaba migrated from Makkah to Medina, they left everything behind. And they came to Medina as poor people. They came to Medina with nothing. One of these Sahaba was from the Ashra Muwashra, the Blessed Ten, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. May Allah be pleased with him. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf comes to Medina with nothing. And one of the Ansar offers him half of his wealth. And what does he respond? His response is, I don't want your money. Just show me the way to the marketplace. I don't want your money. Show me the way to the marketplace. Abdul Rahman goes to the marketplace, whatever little bit he had on him. And he's a gifted business genius. He finds a way to make some profits, get more goods, make more profits. Within a few months, he's a millionaire again. Within a few months, he's a millionaire. This is one of the blessed 10. One of the 10 men who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about him, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf fil Jannah. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf is from the people of Jannah. And he was ambitious. He worked hard. He looked for a halal way to get wealthy. And he used that wealth to benefit the Ummah. In fact, when you look at the blessed 10, the Ashra Mubashara, the majority of them, if not all of them, were wealthy businessmen. If you look at the Ashra Mubashara, Zubair ibn Awam, Talha ibn Ubaidullah, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Sa'id ibn Zayd, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas, they were all wealthy people. Really wealthy people. And they used that wealth to benefit the Ummah. So clearly, Islam doesn't stop us from aiming high. Islam doesn't stop us from working hard. Islam doesn't stop us from reaching higher levels of wealth. But it must be checked with the condition of your heart. When your heart is for Allah, and your goal is to use that wealth in a way that is beneficial for the Ummah, that keeps your greed in check and that makes your ambition noble. And so as Muslims, we should aim high. But there should be noble reasons for why we aim high. Finally, ambition is directly linked to a very important concept in our religion, and that is the concept of ihsan. Ihsan means that in everything you do, you aim to be the best. In everything you do, you strive for excellence. We know ihsan in worship is to worship Allah as if you can see Him. That is excellence in worship, the highest form of worship. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has commanded ihsan in everything that you do. And he said, indeed, Allah is the definition of ihsan. Allah is perfection and He loves perfection. Allah is perfection and He loves perfection. So in everything you do, you strive for perfection. Islam teaches us, if you are going to be a doctor, strive to be the best of doctors. If you are going to be a teacher, strive to be the best of teachers. If you are going to be a mother, strive to be the best of mothers. If you are going to be a father, strive to be the best of fathers. In everything, in every aspect of your life, try to be the absolute best. Never aim to be mediocre. Never aim to be below average. Never aim to just get by. Strive to be the best. And we are all striving to be the best. We become the ummah that leads. This is how the early Muslims were able to lead the world. They were ambitious. And they did aim high. And this ummah for centuries produced the best doctors in the world, the best scientists in the world, the best ulama in the world, the best military leaders in the world. It was the leader of this world for hundreds of years through multiple empires. But when we stopped being ambitious, when we started using contentment as an excuse for laziness, for an excuse for mediocrity, we fell behind. And we became where we are today. If we want to get back on top, we have to learn how to find this balance again. A balance between being ambitious for noble causes while being content in our heart what Allah has given us for the day. We ask Allah to accept from us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah wahda wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'd amma ba'd fa inna asdaq al hadith kitabullah. وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I showed you a few tips, a few practical tips on how to find balance. Now that it's clear that we should be aiming high, we should be working hard, we should be striving our best, we should have goals, we should have ambition, but they should be noble, and the condition of our heart should be one of contentment. How do you find that balance? A few tips. Number one, be grateful. Every day of your life, practice shukr, practice gratitude. Every day of your life, look at the blessings in your life and say alhamdulillah. Look at the good that Allah has given you and say alhamdulillah. Every single day, practice gratitude. Contentment comes from gratitude. When you are grateful for what you have, you will be happy. Even when life is difficult, even when there are trials, even when there are difficulties, You will always find something in your heart to be grateful for. And when you are grateful for something, you will be at peace inside. Number two, redefine success. The modern world teaches us that success is to be rich and famous. That's not what Islam teaches us. Being rich and famous is not successful in Islam. Success in Islam is multiple levels to it. Of course, number one is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But having a beautiful family where everyone loves each other, that's more important than being rich and famous. Being a beneficial member of your community, this is more important than being rich and famous. Having halal money is more important than being rich. We need to redefine success. We need to look at what does success really mean. Go back to the hadith we mentioned earlier. If you have a roof over your head and health in your body and you have enough sustenance, you have the entire world. We need to redefine success. If you're only aiming to be rich and famous, what you're going to find is if you ever get there, you are not going to be happy. Right? You're not going to be happy when you get there. The famous movie star Jim Carrey once said, he said, I wish everybody could get rich and famous so you can realize there's no happiness in it. It doesn't bring you any joy. Right? And at one point in time, he was amongst the most richest and famous of people, and yet, he said, brought no joy. No goodness comes out of it. So we need to redefine success. Some people think, I'll be happy when I'm rich. No, you can be happy now. Some people think, I'll be happy when I'm famous. No, fame brings misery. It doesn't bring happiness. So redefine success. Number three, have goals, but make sure your goals are realistic and meaningful. Make sure your goals are realistic and meaningful. So your goal shouldn't just be, I want to be rich, or I want to be famous, or I want this car, or I want this house. Number one, they should be realistic. What's the next level I can get to? What's the next advancement in my career? What's a good field I can get into? Something realistic, but also something meaningful. How can I benefit the ummah? How can I help my community? How can I be of service to others? You should have goals that are both meaningful and realistic. Inshallah, Allah will assist you in accomplishing your goals, and you will get joy out of the goals and out of the process of accomplishing those goals because they are meaningful and beneficial to the community. On that point, number four, enjoy the journey. Don't think that happiness comes at the end. Enjoy the journey of life. Learn to find ways to be happy wherever you are. You know, we go through life in this way. Many of us, when we're in school, we're like, when I'm done with school, I'll be happy. When you're done with school and you're in university, when I'm done with university, I'll be happy. When I have a career, I'll be happy. When I'm married, I'll be happy. When I have children, I'll be happy. When I retire, I'll be happy. If you're always thinking like this, you're never going to be happy. Learn to enjoy the state of life you are in right now. If you are a child, you're not getting your childhood back. Enjoy it. If you are a teenager, you're not getting those teenagers back. Enjoy it. In a halal way, of course, right? If you are studying, enjoy being a student. If you are in the early years of your career when you have youth and you are working hard, learn to enjoy the journey of being hardworking. Learn to find joy in being a hardworking individual. If you are just building your relationship, you just got married, it's the early years of marriage, right? Which is, often, you know, many people don't talk about it. The early years of marriage are the hardest. Because you're still getting used to each other, you're still learning to live with each other, you're still establishing the bonds with each other. Once you've been married for 10, 15, 20 years, it gets easier because you can't imagine life without each other. But you need to enjoy the journey. You need to not wait for a certain point saying, I'll be happy when that happens. No, be happy today. Find contentment today. Look at the blessings in your life today and be happy for that. Happiness is not at the end, except in Jannah, of course. That's the end that we all work towards. But in this world, if you are waiting for some point in the future to be happy, it's never going to come. Learn to enjoy the journey of life. You're starting a business, enjoy the phase of starting a business. Don't wait, you know, when my business does well, I'll be happy. No, enjoy the moment, enjoy the challenge, enjoy where you are. Number five, don't compare yourself with others. Allah has given each of us different skills. Allah has given each of us different strengths and different weaknesses. Allah has given each of us a different distribution of His risk or His sustenance. No two people are meant to accomplish the same thing, even if they are in the same field. That's the nature of this world. Two people will go to the same school and the same university, and it may be that one of them graduates with better grades than the other, and the one with the lesser grades becomes more wealthy. How many times has this happened? You can't compare yourself with others. Everybody's risk is different. Don't focus on what others have that you don't have. Focus on what you can do to make this world a better place. Focus on what you can do with the gifts that Allah has given you. Focus on how you can improve the quality of your life in ways that are realistic, without wanting what other people have, without chasing after other people's possessions. Beware of jealousy, because jealousy destroys your soul. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he was asked by one of his companions, teach me something that if I do it, Allah will be pleased with me and people will be pleased with me. Very interesting hadith, right? A man asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me something, if I do this, Allah will be pleased with me and the people will be pleased with me. So what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply? He said, izhad fi dunya yuhibbuka Allah. Wazhad fima fi aidin nas yuhibbuka nas. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that do not chase after this world, Allah will love you. And do not chase after what other people have, they will love you. If you're not greedy and jealous and chasing after other people's possessions, that's how you get the love of people. And so we should be careful that we do not become greedy and that we do not want what others have. Be grateful for what is your risk and work hard to improve your life. But don't look at what somebody else has and say, that should have been me. Don't become jealous of others, because that's where all evil starts, from being jealous of others. Finally, be satisfied with a hard day's work. Not everyone's going to be wealthy, but everybody can be hardworking. Everybody can be striving. Everybody can be doing their best. See your work as a reward in of itself. Allah has blessed you with the ability to be a hardworking individual that contributes to society, that has a good family. Alhamdulillah. You may not have everything in this dunya when it comes to wealth, but you have good qualities. And so every day you wake up, you don't know what your risk for the day is going to be. So you work your hardest, and whatever you make, you are grateful for it. And you are satisfied with the fact that you tried your best. This is really where that balance comes in. When we learn to work hard, and at the end of the day, to be content with what we earn through that working hard, whether it's little or not, that's where we find balance between being ambitious and being content. And so these are two important qualities that we need to strive for. Contentment is essential for our souls. It is essential for keeping our hearts in check, for protecting us from going down dangerous paths that lead to many sins, the sins related to greed and jealousy. But ambition is equally important for uplifting us and the ummah. It's equally important for ensuring that this ummah gets back into a position of leadership, gets back into being the powerful ummah that it once was. We have to be ambitious to get there. We can't sit back and be lazy and say, oh, it's all Qadr Allah, Mahdi will come and save us one day. That's not how it works. We must be ambitious. We must work hard for the sake of Allah towards noble goals. And we must try our best to elevate our lives, the lives of our communities, the lives of our society, and the ummah as a whole. And it is when doing so, with contentment in the heart, that we will find balance. We ask Allah to bless us with contentment and with the ability to work hard for His sake and to protect us from greed and jealousy. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين في الصلاة